Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
Zehntausende Elektronenröhren, Millionen von Lötstellen und ein Stromverbrauch von 150.000 Watt. Wenn im Jahr 1945 der ENIAC, der Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer, eingeschaltet wurde, wurden die Lichter in der Stadt Philadelphia ein bisschen dunkler. Der ENIAC war ein Meilenstein auf dem Weg in das Leben von heute, der erste vollelektronische Computer der Welt. Er rechnete tausendmal so schnell wie damalige Rechenmaschinen. Aber er musste mechanisch programmiert werden. Für jede Berechnung wurden Dutzende von Kabeln gesteckt und Schalter umgelegt. Diese Aufgabe übernahmen Operatorinnen, Frauen, die in der männlichen Erfolgsgeschichte des Computers lange nicht auftauchten. Erst viel später wurde klar, dass die sechs Mathematikerinnen mit ihrem Programmierverfahren selbst Computergeschichte geschrieben hatten. Von diesen Frauen am ENIAC handelt das heutige Stück in der Klangkunst auf Deutschlandfunk Kultur. ENIAC Girls heißt Udo Molls Radiokomposition. Schön, dass Sie zuhören. Der ENIAC war ein Militärcomputer. Mit ihm wurden Flugbahnen von Artilleriegeschossen berechnet. Der erste große Einsatz des ENIAC im Jahr 1946 aber war von ganz anderer historischer Dimension. Wissenschaftler aus Los Alamos wiesen die Operatorinnen an, dem ENIAC Zahlen aus einem Geheimprojekt zu füttern. Der erste Test der Wasserstoffbombe erfolgte virtuell auf diesem Computer. Udo Moll ist Trompeter und Komponist, Jazzmusiker und Improvisator. Er macht elektronische Musik und World Music und spielte mit so unterschiedlichen Musikern wie Elliot Sharp, Manos Tsangaris und Mohamed Munir. In ENIAC Girls vertonte er ein Stück Computerhistorie. Die Musiker improvisierten zuerst zu den Geräuschen und Stimmen dieser Erzählung. Aufnahmen historischer Computer, O-Töne der ENIAC Girls. Moll arrangierte die Aufnahmen dann zu Schichten von Musik, Geräusch und Sprache, auf der Suche nach ihren untergründigen Beziehungen. Vielleicht ein Puzzleteil beim Rätseln über die Frage, was Computer und die damit verbundene Ökonomie und Politik aus unserem Leben heute machen. Nun ENIAC Girls, eine Radiokomposition für Modular-Synthesizer, Hammond-Orgel, Percussion, Stimmen und Field Recordings von Udo Moll.
Die Fahrt zum Mond ist die logische Folge der Gotik. Der Fernseher die logische Folge der Renaissance. Und der Sprung in die Milchstraße die logische Folge der Universalrechenmaschine.
It had taken 3 years to build the machine they called ENIAC, for Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer. It filled a room 50 feet by 30 feet. As well as its 18,000 electronic valves, it had tens of thousands of electrical components and 500,000 soldered joints. And it could perform 5,000 additions every second. ENIAC created myth. Every fictional computer thereafter would have flashing lights. But these bright lights made of half ping pong balls were specially fitted for the publicity film.
Women wanted. Gesucht, Frauen mit Abschluss in Mathematik. Jobs in Wissenschaft und Technik stehen jetzt auch Frauen offen, wo bisher Männer bevorzugt wurden. Jetzt ist es an der Zeit, über ihre berufliche Zukunft in Technik und Wissenschaft nachzudenken. Die Devise ist hier, wie auch überall sonst, Frauen gesucht.
The six of us spent the summer in Aberdeen learning how to operate all the IBM machines. And the reason for this was that the input and the output of the ENIAC was going to be by way of IBM machines. So if we were going to operate the machine, the people in charge figured that we would have to know how to work IBM cards. Well, when we came back that fall of 1945, the ENIAC was already pretty much constructed. As a matter of fact, it was all the panels were up. Some of the parts were not quite finished, I think, the multiplier dividers. I mean, the divider square rooter was not in operation, but otherwise, everything else was.
Computer programming in 1946 involved setting up to 6,000 switches and then replugging the hundreds of cables connecting different parts of the machine. It was like rebuilding it for each new task.
And then we were told we had to learn how to operate this machine. Well, how do you go about that? Somebody from Moore School, I just don't remember just who the person was, gave us a whole stack of blueprints. And these were the wiring diagrams for all the panels. And they said, here, you can figure out how the machine works and then figure out how to program it.
So everybody teased me about being brawny but not brainy.
Ich besitze Ausdauer und Intelligenz, wenn auch kein Genie. Dieser Funke des Himmels bleibt dem weiblichen Geschlecht vorenthalten. Wir wurden aus Erde erschaffen und bleiben der Erde verhaftet. Ob man uns auf einer höheren Stufe der Existenz übermenschliche Kräfte zugesteht, weiß Gott allein. Was den Ursprung wissenschaftlichen Genies betrifft, sehe ich jedoch keine Hoffnung.
Es musste erst mal einer damit anfangen, das Rechnen in ausführbare Arbeitsschritte zu zerlegen und die nach Plan in Unterprogrammen auszuführen. Schrittchen für Schrittchen. Die Welt besteht eben nicht nur aus und oder nicht, sondern aus einem unendlichen Netz von und oder nicht Schaltungen. Ganze Galaxien von und oder nicht.
Reichweite in Yards, 1750. Elevationswinkel, 0, 13 Grad. Flugdauer, 2,19 Sekunden. Distanz, 826 Meter. Höhe, 10 Meter. Einschlagswinkel, 0, 14 Grad. Geschossgeschwindigkeit, 663 Meter pro Sekunde. Reichweite in Yards 1859. Elevationswinkel 0, 14 Grad. Flugdauer 2,34 Sekunden. Distanz 879 Meter. Höhe 11 Meter. Einschlagswinkel 1 Grad. Einschlagswinkel 1 Grad.
Reichweite in Yards 1750. Elevationswinkel 0, 13 Grad. Flugdauer 2,19 Sekunden. Distanz 826 Meter. Höhe 10 Meter. Einschlagswinkel 0, 14 Grad. Geschossgeschwindigkeit 663 Meter pro Sekunde. Reichweite in Yards 1859. Elevationswinkel 0, 14 Grad. Flugdauer 2,34 Sekunden. Flugdauer 2,34 Sekunden. Distanz 933 Meter. Höhe 14 Meter. Höhe 12 Meter. Einschlagswinkel 1,1 Grad. Geschossgeschwindigkeit 644 Meter pro Sekunde. Reichweite in Yards 2078. Elevationswinkel 0, 15 Grad. Flugdauer 2,65 Sekunden.
Blaue japanische
Distanz 887 Meter. Elevationswinkel 1, 0 Grad. Flugdauer 2,81 Sekunden.
Blaue japanische Eiche.
Distanz 1041 Meter. Japanische Zeder. Pflaumenblättrige Strauchspiere.
Dorniges Elevationswinkel Bambusrohr, zweifarbiger 1 Buschklee. Grad.
Flugdauer 2,97 Sekunden. Sternjasmin.
Schusterpalme, Zehrwurz, Gemüsekassie.
Gemüsekassie.
It is striking that Cassia tora was growing everywhere about the explosion center, as if this plant had been dropped together with the bomb. It stood not only in fragmentary rows among dead remnants of the same plant, but also here and there on riversides on the sites of burned houses. Owing to their hardness and very remarkable longevity, many seeds of this plant may remain ungerminated in the soil. So it is supposed that such resting seeds were stimulated to germinate by some agencies caused by the bomb. Further out, 500 to 2,000 meters from the center of the explosion, fire in this area. Wooden telegraph poles of Cryptomeria japonica were charred on radiated side. Temperature must have been raised above carbonization point, which for Cryptomeria japonica is about 240 degrees Celsius. In this zone, many plants were found to survive, such as Cercis chinensis, Fatsia japonica, Buxus microphylla, Wisteria floribunda, Spiraea pronifolia, Trachylospermum asiaticum, Parthenosis tricuspidata, Ardisia japonica, Celtis sinensis, Rhododendron, Quercus glauca, Bambusa spinosa, Lespedeza bicolor, Aspidistra eleator, Colocasia antiquorum, Panicum miliaceum. If not protected somehow, leaves were burned by fire or radiation. Trees deprived of branches and leaves were found to grow new shoots from the stem.
Blaue japanische Eiche.
As if this plant had been dropped together with the bomb. Many seeds of this
Rhododendron.
Further out. Fire in this area.
Chinesischer Zirkelbaum.
If not protected somehow, leaves were burned by fire or radiation. Trees deprived of branches and leaves were found to grow new shoots from the stem.
Trees
Jean Bartik, geboren als Elizabeth Betty Jean Jennings an Weihnachten 1924, als sechstes von sieben Kindern in Stanbury, Missouri, die Tochter eines Farmers.
These trajectories were to go into firing tables.
Yes, right.
For guns, and each firing table had about 1,000 trajectories, 1,000 to 1,200, and it took about 40 hours, 30 to 40 hours, to do one by hand.
Oh, wow,
so
yeah.
So they had a lot of them to do. Now, the differential analyzer also did the trajectories.
Das Trajektorie oder Phasenkurve des Gleichungssystems.
It took the differential analyzer about 20 minutes
durch Y0
to do one.
Dann
and it took,
Bild.
For each new gun, it took about 2 days,
two to three days
to set up the
Y0
differential analyzer to do it. But
zu ist
the thing was that the
trajectories
done by the differential analyzer were not
as
accurate as they were done by hand.
Y.
Wow.
So what they would do would be to intersperse the hand-calculated ones with the differential analyzer and would smooth smooth the results. So that they did not
L max, Klammer auf, Y 0, Klammer zu, große Klammer zu, bezeichnet.
Letzten Montag machten wir uns beide auf den Weg, um die Denkmaschine, zumindest erweckt sie diesen Eindruck, in Augenschein zu nehmen. Sie erhob mühelos mehrere Zahlen, die zweite und dritte Potenz, und zog alsdann die Wurzel einer quadratischen Gleichung. Ich vermochte jedoch kaum mehr, als einen verschwommenen Eindruck in die grundsätzlichen Prinzipien zu gewinnen, nach denen die Maschine arbeitet. Babbage erklärte mir, dass der Bau der Maschine ihm im Hinblick auf die allgemeinen Naturgesetze neue Ideen vermittelt habe, die ihm zuvor niemals in den Sinn gekommen seien. So zähle die Maschine beispielsweise gleichmäßig 1, 2, 3, 4 und so weiter bis 10.000 und führe anschließend ihre Berechnungen einer neuen Ratio folgend fort, welche, wenn ich mich recht entsinne, der Folge 10.002, 10.005 und 10.009 entspricht.
The ENIAC, which ran its first problem in late 1945, was the first computer to be both general purpose and electronic. It was designed by a team of engineers under the leadership of J. Presper Eckert Jr.
Ich bin mir jedoch allenfalls sicher, dass die Zahlen nicht länger sukzessive aufeinander folgten und dass die Differenzen, soweit ich den Ausführungen folgen konnte, weder in einem arithmetischen noch in einem geometrischen Verhältnis zueinander standen.
And John W. Markley at the Moore School of Electrical Engineering, University of Pennsylvania. ENIAC was truly revolutionary. It was the first general-purpose electronic computer and computed 1,000 times faster than its electromechanical competitors.
Sollte dieses rätselhafte Prinzip der Veränderung in dem Naturgesetz enthalten sein, auf dem die eigentliche Konstruktion der Maschine beruht, so könnte es durchaus den allgemeinen Gesetzen unseres Sonnensystems entsprechen, dass die Sonne morgens nicht aufgeht. In der Tat versicherte er mir glaubhaft, dass die Abweichung, die im Zuge der Operationen seiner Maschine auftauchen und nicht durch Fehler oder Unregelmäßigkeiten in der grundlegenden Struktur erklärt werden können, auf eine weitaus größere Anzahl gleichförmiger Erfahrungen folgen, als die Welt Tage und Nächte gesehen hat.
Mit
da
die wird strukturiert in der Bestimmung war eine Bahn war euch. Beischlöse, also als Löse eine Richtung.
Es lag eine gewisse Erhabenheit in den Ausblicken, die sich mir angesichts der vollendeten Resultate intellektueller Fertigkeiten boten.
They were looking for women math majors, and they were recruiting all around the country because they're and they were even taking people that just had some math. Because there were five of us. That came about the same time. There were four that came about a month before I did, and two were from Kansas.
So they were looking for
women
math majors, and they were recruiting all around the country.
One was from Ohio, and one was from Wisconsin.
Now, just had some math, because there were five of us.
They did not have their degrees in math.
Four that came about a month before I did, and two were from Kansas. One was from Ohio.
So, I think it was just the fact that I had a degree in math. So, she said, go to the University of Pennsylvania, they have a differential analyzer.
I think it was just the fact that I had a degree in math. They were looking for the math.
said, go there. Anyway, I applied. And I didn't hear from him. I was at home, and my father would come in every day with telling. Telling me about another school that needed a math teacher, and because they were crying for math teachers,
yes.
Because most of the math made. Most of the math majors were men, and most of them were in the military.
Right.
So they were really hurting for them.
Für Leibniz war die Eins Gott, der Schöpfer, und die Null der Teufel, der Vernichter.
Mm-hmm.
Attempt to put things in order.
Mm-hmm.
I have smoke eye, and I hear a fierce light flash. I come
to come
to the conclusion that the insect and the bomb was an especially strong,
especially
explosive
We knew that there was a big project going on at the Moore School. The whole back section of the first floor was devoted to this construction project that was going on there. And when Fran and I first came to Moore School, with the exception of the Dean Pender's secretary, there were no women in the Moore School at all. But gradually, as the project of the ENIAC construction went on, Moore School hired more and more women, and they were working at the wiring jobs that were going on. And I don't know where they had recruited the girls from, but they weren't all college graduates or anything like that. Toward the spring of 1945, it became pretty obvious that the war was ending, and I can't remember exactly whether it was Goldstein, Lieutenant Goldstein, or John Holbert, who came to me one day while I was working on my shift and asked if I would be at all interested in working on the new computer that was being constructed upstairs. So with nothing else looming big in my future at that time, I said I thought that'd be interesting to learn how to do that. So evidently they had approached about six girls who were working in the unit at the time and asked them if they'd be interested in learning this. So there were six of us chosen from those who decided they would like to, and we were sent around the first week in June, I suppose, to Aberdeen for a three-month study of how to operate all the different computing machines that were down there. That is the IBM-type card handling machines. And so we went down there, we learned how to wire up. We learned how to wire up tabulator boards and how to wire up their automatic relay multipliers, which they had down there. Well, when we came back that fall of 1945, the ENIAC was already pretty much constructed. And they said, here, you can figure out how the machine works and then figure out how to program it. Well, this was a little bit hard to do, knowing nothing about anything. So Dr. Burks at that time was one of the people assigned to explain to us how the various parts of the computer worked, how an accumulator worked. Well, once you knew how an accumulator worked, you could pretty well be able to trace the other circuits for yourself and figure this thing out. So we then proceeded to program a trajectory to go onto this machine. And we had barely begun to think that we had enough knowledge of the machine to program a trajectory when we were told that two people were coming from Los Alamos to put a problem on the machine, and Fran and I were asked to help these two people from Los Alamos to put their problem on the machine. That was Nick Metropolis and Stan Frankel, and they had programmed their problem, which was supposed to be a top secret problem, and then they had left, gone back to Los Alamos. When they appeared again in about October, I think it was, they had the problem pretty much programmed onto sheets of paper, and we were to help them set up the machine for this. And that was our first real time on the computer itself. We went downstairs into that room, and that was when all the fun began, because no one knew how many bad joints there were and how many bad tubes there were and so on until we actually started testing the machine. Well, John and Press at that time were like mother hens. Oh, they were mother hens. Of course they were. They stayed with that computer night and day. Whatever went wrong, they were in there. And then during January, we heard that there was going to be a public demonstration of the ENIAC. and Captain and Mrs. Goldstein were in charge of this public demonstration. So they picked Betty Bardick to work with them in working up some demonstration problems. And that demonstration took place in February and was highly successful. It was very good. I had a lot of fun working on that machine. Just absolutely wonderful time. So that fall, when the machine was moved to Aberdeen, I went to Aberdeen with the machine.
Digital verweist auf den Finger, Digitus, der vor allem seit...
Vom Handeln zum Fingern.
Die digitale
das Wort
Kultur
digital verweist auf den Finger, Digitus, der vor allem zählt. Die digitale Kultur beruht auf dem zählenden Finger.
Sie zählt nicht.
Geschichte aber ist Erzählung, sie zählt nicht.
Posthistorische
Zählen
Kategorie.
Ist eine posthistorische Kategorie.
Tweets,
weder Tweets noch Informationen, fügen sich zu einer Erzählung zusammen.
Zu
auch die Timeline
Erzählung
erzählt keine
zusammen.
Lebensgeschichte, keine Biografie.
Auch die Timeline
sie ist additiv und nicht narrativ.
Keine Lebensgeschichte.
Der digitale Mensch fingert in dem Sinne, dass er ständig zählt und rechnet.
Und nicht
das Digitale
narrativ.
Verabsolutiert die Zahl
der
und das Zählen.
Mensch fingert
auch Facebook-Freunde werden vor allem gezählt. Die Freundschaft aber ist eine Erzählung.
Das
digitale Zeitalter totalisiert das Additive. Das
Zahl
Zählen und
das
Zählbare.
Auch Facebook-Freunde werden vor allem gezählt. Die Freundschaft aber ist eine Erzählung. Das digitale Zeitalter totalisiert das Additiv, das Zählen und das Zählbare.
Der erste Prozessrechner der Welt. Das Problem der sich selbst steuernden Maschine ist gelöst. Herr Mephisto war dabei. Den spürte ich im Nacken. Den hörte ich flüstern. Diesen Draht noch. Und dann steuern die Daten das Programm. Dann regieren die Maschinen über die Maschinen. Und nicht mehr die Menschen. Und nicht du, du kleiner Wicht.
Well, anyway, the next thing that happened... From the timeline
Stan,
I've got,
Stan Frankel
and Nick Metropolis came to put the Los Alamos problem on the ENIAC.
Los Alamos problem on the ENIAC.
Now,
what happened was
that Johnny von Neumann
was a consultant with Aberdeen,
and he was also
a consultant
with
Los
Alamos.
So
he convinced Penn and Aberdeen that
they should run
this Los Alamos problem as a test to see if the ENIAC really worked. So these two, Nick Metropolis and Stan Frankel, ran the punch card installation at Los Alamos.
So they came in the summer. They went back to Los Alamos because...
And then they went back to Los Alamos because there was a Trinity test.
You know, the...
You know, the atom bomb test at Alamogordo. You know, the atom bomb test.
August 6 began in a bright, clear summer morning. I am sitting in my room at the novitiate of the Society of Jesus in Nagatsuka. During the past half year, the philosophical and theological section of our mission had been evacuated to this place from Tokyo. The novitiate is situated approximately 2 kilometers from Hiroshima. From my window, I have a wonderful view down the valley to the edge of the city. Suddenly, the time is approximately 8:14. The whole valley is filled with a garish light that resembles the magnesium light used in photography, and I am conscious of a wave of heat. I jump to the window to find the cause of this remarkable phenomenon.
And it was interesting because Stan's wife was with him. And
of course, by this time, the atom bomb had been dropped, and everybody was very much interested.
In the atom bomb.
The atom bomb. So,
we were asking her about all this stuff. And from what she said, the people at Los Alamos were as horrified as everybody else in the world.
Los Alamos were as horrified as everybody else in the world. With the number of people that got killed in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
That they were...
They didn't realize what?
It's a little different.
I mean, it's a little different when you think about something.
Really happens,
and then
exactly.
What really happens.
The horror of the reality.
The horror of the reality.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. Well, so you, you, okay.
You know, when the,
you,
Mr. Tanimoto, fearful for his family and church, at first ran toward them by the shortest route along Koi Highway. He was the only person making his way into the city. He met hundreds and hundreds who were fleeing, and every one of them seemed to be hurt in some way. The eyebrows of some were burned off and skin hung from their faces and hands. Others, because of pain, held their arms up as if carrying something in both hands. Some were vomiting as they walked. Many were naked or in shreds of clothing. On some undressed bodies, the burns had made patterns of undershirt straps and suspenders, and on the skin of some women, since white repelled the heat from the bomb, and dark clothes absorbed it and conducted it to the skin, the shapes of flowers they had had on their kimonos. Many, although injured themselves, supported relatives who were worse off. Almost all had their heads bowed, looking straight ahead. Almost all had their heads bowed, looked straight ahead, were silent, and showed no expression whatever. After crossing Koi Bridge and Cannon Bridge, having run the whole way, Mr. Tanimoto saw, as he approached the center, that all the houses had been crushed and many were afire. Here the trees were bare and their trunks were charred. He tried at several points to penetrate the ruins, but the flames always stopped him. Under many houses, people screamed for help, but no one helped. In general, survivors that day assisted only their relatives or immediate neighbors, for they could not comprehend or tolerate a wider circle of misery. The wounded limped past the screams, and Mr. Tanimoto ran past them. As a was filled with compassion for those who were trapped, and as a Japanese, he was overwhelmed by the shame of being unhurt, and he prayed as he ran, "God help them and take them out of the fire."
Alpha. Das war der westlichste Punkt des ganzen Ostblocks. Hier hat man im Fall des Falles einen Angriff des Ostens erwartet. Fulda Gap, die Fuldaer Lücke, gutes Gelände zum Einmarschieren Richtung Frankfurt oder Ruhrgebiet. Und zur Verteidigung hätte man hier im Fall des Falles auch die taktischen Atomwaffen eingesetzt. Das war kein Geheimnis. Dann wäre der ganze schöne Stoppelsberg und die Firma Zuse, dann wären wir alle weggeschmolzen. Dann hätte es sich ausgekegelt in der Rhön. Dann hätte man uns zurückgebombt in die Zeit der Vulkane. Und das mit Hilfe der tollsten Computer. Konrad Zuse. Nein, da denke ich nicht an Faust, sondern an einen jungen Mönch, der seine Mitmenschen von der Qual des stumpfsinnigen Rechnens befreien will, der sich hinsetzt, besessen von seiner Sache und die Architektur eines Rechners entwirft, ein paar Rechtecke und Quadrate auf ein Blatt Papier kritzelt, ich vereinfache ein bisschen, und der seinen Freunden sagt, wir bauen drei Speicherblöcke, mit 64 Wörtern zu je 22 Bits, verbinden die mit einem Wählwerk zur Speicherung der binären Gleitkommazahl. Das Wählwerk packen wir neben die arithmetische Einheit, ein binäres Gleitkomma-Rechenwerk für die Grundrechenarten, dazu die Eingabeeinheit und die Ausgabeeinheit, selbstverständlich im Dezimalsystem, mit den Mantissen und Exponenten. Und dahinter postieren wir die Einheit zur Übersetzung der Dezimalzahlen in binäre und umgekehrt. Dann hier die Programmsteuerung. Die erfolgt mittels Lochstreifenleser, durch den die Filme mit den gestanzten Befehlen laufen. Alles gesteuert vom Leitwerk mit Impulsgeber für den Takt von einem Herz. Dafür brauchen wir etwa 30.000 Einzelteile, Bleche, Federn, Stifte, Schrauben Und jetzt ran an die Arbeit. Jetzt heißt es beten und arbeiten.
Well, they went out for dinner with all the people, but guess what? Not the ANIAC women. Betty and I weren't invited. So we were sort of horrified. Then after years, I mean, nobody paid any attention to the ANIAC women until 1986.
Ada Loveless. Ich möchte meiner Mutter möglichst viel Freude bereiten, damit sie und ich gar glücklich miteinander werden. Geographie amüsiert mich außerordentlich. Französisch scheint jedoch nicht so interessant wie manches andere Fach. Eines Abends habe ich mich wie eine Gans benommen, als ich sagte, dass ich Rechnen und Arithmetik nicht ausstehen könne. Als ich mich so aufführte, habe ich kaum darüber nachgedacht, was ich da eigentlich verlautbarte. Wenn ich mir mehr Mühe gäbe, könnte ich meine Rechenaufgaben noch besser lösen, als das augenblicklich der Fall ist. Auch ließe sich meine Disziplin beim Stillliegen wesentlich verbessern. Ich könnte recht still liegen und mich in keinem Fall bewegen.
So just go ahead.
Okay. Should I just do the 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, if there's nothing strange happening, you
okay.
can just do one after the other with the small break.
Sure. Well, they went out to dinner with all the people, but guess what? Betty and I weren't invited, so we were sort of horrified. We knew how important it was, and we felt that we had done so much, but we didn't. And of course, in history afterward, nobody ever mentions us. And of course, Goldstein in his book lied. Oh, he's a liar. He said that he and Adele programmed the trajectory for the demonstration. Well, he lied. I mean, he never mentioned in his book the ANIAC women. All he ever mentioned was our names and who we married, and he called me Elizabeth. Well, my name was never Elizabeth.
Oh, sorry. Ich fang nochmal von vorne an.
Ja.
ANIAC Girls, eine Radiokomposition von Udo Moll. Mit Udo Moll am Modular-Synthesizer, Michaela Ehinger, Sarah Krasnow und Matthias Scheuring als Sprecher, Rie Watanabe und Dirk Rotbrust Percussion, Etienne Nielsen Snare Drum, Florian Ross elektrische Orgel und Audrey Chen Stimme. Ton Eva Pöpplein, Produktion Deutschlandfunk Kultur 2018. Kommende Woche hören Sie bei der Klangkunst die Kurzstrecke, unter anderem mit Podolski, ein postfaktisches Mannschaftsepos von Markus Kolalti. Zum Ausklang, thematisch passend, ein sonifizierter Computervirus, und zwar der Virus Melissa aus der Serie Operation Olympic Games von James Hoff. Am Mikrofon war Golo Völlmer.